what's really going on. No one's got the guts to tell the truth. Righteousness is taking a stand. Holiness has drawn its line. The righteous will take it by force and push the evil one back this time. In the name of Jesus. Jesus. Flesh and blood, righteous wars against. It's the evil spirit that's in this world that we totally come against. The only way to win this war is in our churches and in our homes. Praying to the Father in the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus.
Good evening and welcome to Hope is Alive, and coming to you live this 15th day of November, and we say good evening, Brother Ralph. Are you there?
Good evening. I'm here. Let me know if you can hear me all right, because you just cut out on me as well, so I don't know what's going on, but we'll have faith. The Lord will let this go on, and we'll just forbid the enemy right now in Jesus' name from operating against this broadcast. In Jesus' Amen. Name. Cancel all assignments against it, in Jesus' name.
Amen, amen. Yeah, it's coming in loud and clear here. And are you there, Pastor Cox?
I am here, and blessings from Oklahoma again.
Amen, amen. Well, it's loud and clear here, and blessings back to both of you. And I'll keep an eye and an ear on it. Ralph, I'll sure let you know if you cut out. And I know we've got some callers, and I'm looking forward to them. And looking forward to the program, so I'll be here.
All right, well, thank you, sir. Pastor, good evening.
Good evening. How's everything in the world?
Just doing fantastic. Started off today pretty cold and rainy, but before it was all said and done, it got up in the 60s and sunny. So I was happy for that. I don't like being cold. I don't mind being wet, but I don't like the cold anyway.
Well, that's the way our day started out. It was overcast, and then the sun broke out. It was a beautiful day the whole rest of the day, and got up in the 70s. But I see it's down to like 54 now, so it's cooling off. I think it's going to be in the 30s tonight, some cold front coming through.
Well, here we are, another week come through. Thank you for joining us. Last week I wasn't able to make it. It was a little under the weather, so I thank Pastor and Richard for picking up the slack for me. And we're here. This is Hope is Alive, a show about doing the testimonies, about doing the wonderful works of Jesus, which is commonly called deliverance. And if you have any questions about deliverance, you can go to the website, deliveranceusa.com, and there's a wealth of information there. Just everything's at the click of a mouse button. You can get to all the tools that we talk about that are in there, the prayers, access to videos for training and testimonies. And, of course, if you want to do the book that Pastor Cox, if you want to read the book that Pastor Cox has written, you can obtain that at Scriptures for America. You can call the office at 307-742-7582. Tell Richard you'd like to have a copy of that book. I think we ask a $20 offering for it, and he'll get it sent out to you. And that's Doing the Supernatural Works of Jesus by Pastor Cox. And I'm out of those books again, Pastor. I ended up giving my book away 2 weeks ago. Walked into one of the salons I go into, and as I was walking in, I was just starting to think about all the things that had happened to that building since I've been servicing the stylist there. And when I walked in, I kind of made a joke with the young lady. I said, "Well, you have any more natural disasters?" And she kind of laughed and said, "No." And we got talking a little bit, and the Spirit told me there was something wrong with that building. And I asked her, I said, "Have you ever dedicated your business in this building to Jesus Christ?" And she kind of got a look on her eyes, and she's like, "No." And then, boom, I had her. She got a long, about a 15-minute sermon about deliverance and how a curse can come through on a piece of property and how it needs to be cleaned. And before it was said and done, I gave her all the information on the website. I even gave her my only book that I had. And talked quite a bit, gave her the website and my testimony so she could hear that. And she was definitely interested and was absorbing what I was teaching her. So just put that out there, folks, not to pat myself on the back, but to encourage you that you don't have to be on the radio. You don't have to be have put together something like Pastor Cox has, and a few other men have now, too. And you just have to listen to people. And if you listen, this nation is hurting, and there is demonic activity everywhere. If the Holy Spirit guides you and leads you, He will teach in that very hour what you ought to say, Luke 12:12. And just give an opportunity to witness and open up to somebody, because that's how the gospel was spread. It was spread by word of mouth, this person, this person, this person. And you'll never know what seeds that you've planted, what will be watered by the Holy Spirit. So I was just ready in season and out of season, and I just wanted to give that testimony because she was really absorbing what I had to say. And here's the best part of it. When I was talking about having the place cleansed, she said, "Well, I had a lady come in, and she burned some sage and incense and cleansed stuff out." And I talked to her about how that was witchcraft.
Yeah.
And I said, "You need to confess that is sin." And she goes, "Well, she didn't seem evil." And I said, "Well, she may not be under the Spirit where she is evil," but I said that she still was operating outside the power of the Holy Spirit. And I said, "She might have cleaned something out and then brought 10 other ones with her."
So, yeah.
So she received it and was really interested in what I had to say, and some of her employees were as well, too. And she was very, very grateful and thankful that I gave her the information. And I told her, I said, "When I come back in 5 months, I expect your testimony."
Well, amen. And I'll
amen.
Bet that building, I'll bet that building felt better.
I bet it would, too. Yeah, I bet. I haven't followed through with it to see if she has. But I gave her my number, and I said, "Look, if you have any trouble or any need any guidance or anything through this, get a hold of me." And I said, "I'll help guide you through it." And I just reminded her that as a Christian, she has just as much authority as I do. And then I pointed towards your book as the man who wrote this book. I said, the only difference between us and you is we're just a little bit more trained. And I said, but all that training is right here in this book, and it's also right there in your Bible. And you have every bit of authority that I have. You have every bit of authority every Christian that's ever walked the face of the earth has. So, something for people
not
to remember.
Not a special
that.
Gift. Not a special nope. gift area, but normal Christianity for all
Amen.
Christians to do these supernatural things in His name. Amazing to get hold of that.
Yep. And I just wanted to get that testimony out there. So, Pastor, tell us how this Monday went.
Well, you know, we only ministered to a total of, I think it was 8. A pretty light evening, as it turned out. Even some of the ministers got ministered to each other, and it was, gosh, we had, 18 the week before. So maybe we better get ready. We may have 25 the next Monday. So we had, I think, 17 ministers there. So we were ready, but it turned out to be a rather restful meeting as they go. And even though we still didn't, we had one that went to 11:30. That's when we blow the whistle and reschedule. But they did finish up. It often happens there'll be one or two out of the group, often it will go later than 10:30 or so. But what you were saying, word of mouth, that's exactly what we've seen over these years. You know, you can advertise, you do all these things, but it's when someone shares what Jesus has done in their lives through the Holy Spirit that it really takes root. And people will really listen to that. And so testimonies are the best way to tell it. And, of course, that's what we're doing here this evening. We have two testimonies lined up of what Jesus has done in their lives by the Holy Spirit.
Oh, praise the Lord. I see we have somebody calling in from Alaska. Happy to see. Not that I don't mind having Brother Brad and Brother Howard on, but I was kind of glad to see that that was another testimony when I seen that you had put the email out, someone for Fairbanks. I was like, well, I wonder if it's Brad or Howard. And then when he gave me the email, it was someone different. I was like, well, praise the Lord. Probably someone that they have talked to, but, you know, and maybe not. But I'm looking forward to hearing that.
Well, it's a small spiritual community up there at Fairbanks, I think, and the full gospel circles. So, yes, that's very true.
So looking forward to hearing that, because these are a couple of men, if you don't know out there, that have taken on the deliverance. They, if I get the details wrong and you guys are listening, I do apologize, but they have put the lease down on a place for a year. They put out some business cards to hand out with information for deliverance, and they have been working on several of their friends and family members they know. So they're working on setting Alaska free. I've seen a couple of different pastors pray and prophesize over these men that they were going to set that entire state, and it was going to be a wildfire. So I do believe those prophecies were true, because they have been showing the fruits of that happening. So, my brother Brad, brother Howard, if you're out there listening, keep up the good work.
There's a lot of square miles to cover up there in that country. a lot of room.
Yeah.
I've been up there 6 times, and I love Alaska, and I really appreciate that area. I have not been to Fairbanks.
Well, we've often talked about putting up some deliverance and fishing charters.
right.
So maybe we'd have some better look at that if we guarantee some fishing along with the deliverance up there. But I'd love to go there someday. Maybe, Lord willing, I'll be able to get up there. But
seems like the air even smells different and fresher somehow up there in that country.
so there's not a lot of people to stink it up, so I guess it would be not a lot of pollution.
Good point.
Eight people may sound like a small number, but I'm just thinking, well, that's eight people that got set free. That's eight souls that no longer have tormenting spirits. Eight Christians are now walking in more freedom than probably they ever have in their life. So, Lord, we give thanks for those eight. Yes, we'd like to see it full house every time, but definitely give thanks for as many as we can get there each week. So, praise you, Jesus.
Lord. Yes.
Thank you.
And it's always good to reiterate that the ministry sessions are not like what you see in the movies. The typical session is very low key, and they're sitting nicely in their chairs, and they may be feeling something going on, and may have some yawns, coughs, or burps, but as these things come out. And the typical is most people unload around three dozen. So it's no wonder they feel better. They feel lighter, they often say. It's like a blanket of heaviness coming off. And it's the real them that's left after these spirits are cast out, so they can go forward in their lives and using their God-given gifts.
Well, Pastor, we have Jeff on the line. Jeff, thank you for joining us.
Yes.
Hi, Jeff.
Good evening.
Yeah, thanks for calling in. I'm excited you're here, and Ralph is on. We're your co-host here. Ralph is in Missouri. And, I was hoping you could make it and kind of cover how you first learned about this area of the gospel that's called deliverance, and any experiences that you're comfortable in sharing.
All right. I'll do that. I'll be very honest. The first... real information I had about deliverance ministry came when I parked my car in the parking lot in front of the church and saw a sign that said deliverance ministry. I wasn't real sure why I was there. I came at the recommendation of a friend that I've become acquainted with recently through some church work, church activity. And frankly, I came with the understanding that I was going to be visiting with you and that you were have a class afterwards and whatever. But I decided that it was obvious that wasn't what the plan was, and I just had misunderstood. So I decided to sit through the class and see where it went, and I remember a number of things. I remember after the, I guess you would call it the lecture or the talk that you gave, that I realized, my goodness, there's nothing mysterious here. This is all information that's in our Bible, that's verses that we see and should understand, but at least some of us, myself included, have been blinded to it, and you helped take off those blinders and help me to understand a lot more about the work that you do, the deliverance ministry, and I got more and more excited about it as the evening wore on.
Well, I remember.
I guess I'd like to give you a little background and share an event that was certainly instrumental in me showing up at your deliverance ministry service. I've been a believer for my goodness 50 years probably. I spent the first 20 years of my life as an unchurched person. I started to say heathen because that's what I was, but I'll leave it at unchurched. And then in my probably mid-20s, sitting under the preaching and teaching of a really good guy, really good preacher, accepted Jesus Christ as my Savior, baptized in a farm pond in somewhere south of Houston, Texas. And then in the ensuing 50 years, I guess I've done about all you can do in terms of serving the Lord. I started off teaching Sunday school, and before long as a Sunday school superintendent, and then an elder, and in an independent Bible church, and more recently trained as a Stephen minister. And I love the Lord, and try to live a pretty good Christian life. But I do have a problem. Let me say it differently. I had a problem. I had a very big problem, and I spoke of blinders a few moments ago. I had put blinders on and sort of tried to just ignore the part of my life that was a big problem. But just a few weeks ago, 3, maybe 4 weeks ago, in the middle of a men's Bible study that I've been participating in, I was like hit with a ton of bricks, you might say, by a statement that went something like this. It was a study on the seasons of a man's life. Analogy was spring, summer, winter, fall, and roughly 20-year segments to each one. And the material was advising men in their summertime, age 20 to 40, that it was very important they learn how to handle sexual energy. And in the presentation, the speaker made the statement that our sexual energy could be a friend or it could be our master. And then shared some scripture with us and then cautioned us to not become slaves to sex. And when I was reviewing that material, I saw that statement and I thought, my goodness, that's exactly what has happened to me. I learned some pretty bad things as a very young person, and I became a slave to sex and have acted out sexually my entire adult life, starting as an adolescent and into my 20s and then 30s and then 40s and then 50s and so forth. It was a sort of a sobering, frightening revelation that, I understand that as a non-believer, I really had no power to resist temptation, had no power over sin. I was, in fact, a slave to sin, but as a believer, those bonds of slavery had been broken. And for me, they were, except in this one area. And that one area of sexual acting out has been a problem for me for my entire life. And I realized that night, 2 or 3 weeks ago, that, my goodness, I am in fact bound up in the most awful chains in this. I am a slave to sex and to sexual acting out, inappropriate sexual behavior, pornography, and other things, and I shared that with a guy in this same Bible study with me, and we prayed together and we talked about it, and we dug into the Word, and eventually at some point he mentioned I'm not sure he used the expression deliverance ministry, but he told me about some of the work that you do and that goes on in that service, and I'll be honest, I was for most of my life I've been skeptical, and I think that's probably a kind word about I guess what's called the Full Gospel Fellowship, and sort of thought that was for somebody else but not for me, and I've kind of shied away from it and avoided it and what have you. But I realized that somehow I needed to break those chains, and I was absolutely desirous of doing so. So I showed up and I listened and I learned and then did the work, and I left that night a new man. You said that not so much a new man, but the real me free at last, and I think I can accept that. But I certainly am a different person than I was before I came in. I left with a big load, a big, big, big load taken away, removed from me. I left with awareness of power that I should have known I had, but didn't, or didn't use anyway. I left with an awareness that I didn't have to do that stuff anymore. And I am enjoying, immensely enjoying my newfound freedom from slavery to inappropriate sexual behavior. Thank you, sir, and thank you, Lord.
Amen. That's our Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
And I remember when I sat down with you, you were pretty pumped just from the door closing prayer. It takes about 15 or 20 minutes. It's designed to close the doors that evil spirits typically come through. You were pretty pumped, weren't you, at that point?
Yes, I was. Actually, I was pumped before that. I was pretty pumped during the first session as I realized how clear the message really was and how absolutely true it really was. And I don't remember exactly what the triggers were, but I found myself with tears flowing down my cheeks during that first session two or three times. And not a breaking heart, but some sobs of pain and anguish over how much I've missed because of my blindness.
Well, you know, how awesome that is. And of course, there's so many people that, even listeners tonight, that are hearing your testimony, Jeff, and have some of the same kind of problems going on. They're extremely common. And the good news being there are answers to whomever will reach out. Well, you were obviously reaching out when I sat down with you, and then we start going through the checklist of an interview and breaking of ungodly soul ties and inner healing and finally working the list. Could you feel the spirits coming out, Jeff, when we got into the ministry part?
I not only felt them, but I could sense them. I could almost see them. Yes, I mean, there was no doubt in my mind that it was happening, that they were coming out in droves. There were a bunch of them.
And that's just typical of most people. You know, again, we figure we get a minimum of around three dozen out for most people, and that's minimum. And well, it's no wonder they feel better, you know. Have you had any physical healings as well going through the process?
Everett, I have had a physical healing of a particular malady or infirmity, whatever you want to call it. That's absolutely, to me anyway, incredible, miraculous, and certainly welcome. I have suffered for, and suffered is a very mild expression, I have suffered with a something called restless leg syndrome for probably 30 to 40 years. And I suffered with it. Initially, it was episodal. It would only hit me, you know, once every couple of weeks or something like that. But when it did, it just drive me bananas, drive me crazy, because it was such an unbearable feeling of restlessness in the body. Didn't hurt, it didn't sting or burn or tingle, it just felt a feeling that I can't describe, so I call it restlessness. But it's unbearable. It took me 10 years before I could find a doctor that would even sort of take me seriously, and finally got one that did and prescribed some medication for it. And when I first started taking those pills, it was like overnight, hey, it's gone, this restless feeling that I can't stand. And after about 6 months, it started coming back, and the doctor said, we'll take two of those pills. And so I did, and it went away again. And it came back after a few months, and he said, we'll take three. So I did, and started having blackouts. Literally black out while driving my vehicle, or at other times, and I noticed that the warnings on those meds indicated that blackouts were a very common side effect. So I cut back, actually changed meds, and then cut back to a level that made this restlessness manageable, but never quite not there. And I've often said, if I lived in a time period when those meds weren't available, I'd be looking for what body parts I could cut off to make that restlessness go away. And if that didn't work, I'd be looking for a way to check out. That's how unbearable it is.
Wow.
But anyway, that's been taken away. It's not 100% healed, but I've been going without my pills almost on a daily basis. I take them every once in a while when I know I'm going to be in a situation where I just can't risk being unable to sit still, because when it hits, you can't sit still. You got to jump or dance or kick or stomp or something, or scream. And I guess I've maybe taken them a couple, three times since Monday a week ago. And I have some discomfort, but nothing like what it would be before the healing. I mentioned that one in particular because it's so dramatic, it's so realistic, it's so indisputable. I mean, it's something I've lived with for, like I said, 30-plus years, and now it's all but gone, and I have total confidence that it is going away. Not mine, not from Jesus. It's gone. And now I do have other physical situations that I look forward to including in that healing process, but I was so excited about getting rid of this restless leg thing that I haven't claimed the other healings yet. That doesn't mean I won't.
Well, amen. And you know, as we've learned, we often need to stay in the attack mode. And these things, even if they're gone, they may try to come back. That's part of the steps or keys for staying free. And so the best defense is an offense. We learned that a long time ago.
Yeah.
So if anything is bothering you, attack it in Jesus' name and stay in the attack mode until you can feel some relief. When we shoot,
I tell you, sir, I have had probably more prayer time in the last 10 days by a significant amount than what was normal for me. Not that I don't pray, I do. But I've prayed a lot more in a very different manner in terms of claiming the power that's available to me and claiming the power of Jesus Christ. Who one of my fairly common prayers is, if there are any remaining evil influences, demons, fallen angels, Satan's, whatever, for them to leave, to go. And and when my restless leg thing does flare up a little bit, which is nothing like it was, I do that, and it absolutely brings immediate comfort.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Well, that's our Jesus again, and we're all learning and developing and sharing. And it's great news to find out who we are in Jesus. I had no idea up to age 44 about the supernatural, and so I just praise God over and over, as somebody shared, and that lesson's for us to keep sharing about this. There's many people that need this area of the gospel and to focus on it and to do it. Well, Jeff, in our last moments here, anything else you'd like to say to the listeners before we...
I've been very pleasantly surprised at two things. One, my courage in sharing this with others. I didn't think I would do that, but I have found that it opens incredible doors by doing so. And I have been very pleasantly surprised at how many people sort of acknowledge that that they understand the full gospel ministry and the cleansing and the and all that. So that's been it's in fact I renewed a friendship with a pastor that was my very first pastor 50 some years ago, and the full gospel is a big part of his life and his ministry. So that's been so neat.
Praise God. Well, thanks, Brother Jeff, for coming on
and
sharing.
Jeff.
It's been a real blessing to us.
Thank you.
Well, it's been my pleasure to visit with you, you gentlemen, so thank you very much.
Okay, talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Good night.
There's a typical testimony there with Jeff, a man who didn't think he'd share much, gets set free, and he finds a new boldness.
Yes, and he got the Holy Ghost. He didn't mention that, but he had a flowing language. It hit me like it sounded to me like he'd been praying in tongues all his life. It just came blasting out.
Praise the Lord. And
that's
the
his boldness.
Says.
Yes.
The Spirit, when it comes upon you, gives you a boldness. And that's why that promise is there, not to worry about what will be said, what will be said, because in that very hour, the Holy Spirit will teach you what you will say. So if you're just prepared and you listen and you yield, these opportunities will come because the Lord will send them to you. And it's just so encouraging to hear when someone talks about that struggle with so many things in their life and they're set free. And in that common testimony, well, I never thought I'd ever share this with people. And what's interesting is he kind of said, well, you know, people understand the full gospel. It's not necessarily the full gospel message. It's the gospel truth of what's laid down in the scripture.
Well, exactly.
And this world is hurting so much for the living word of God. They're thirsty for that living waters of Jesus, that people, when they recognize and see the truth and they see that anointing, they receive it. They receive it, and they'll listen to you. And if they aren't going to receive it, they're going to walk away almost instantly. If their spirits are stirred up or whatnot, they'll just walk away almost instantly. But that's that boldness that the Holy Spirit brings. We thank you, Jesus, for that testimony. We thank you, Jeff, for calling in. And, Gerald, good evening. Thank you for joining us this evening.
Yes, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing fantastic.
Oh, good, good. Good, Gerald. Thanks for calling again, and... I'm excited you're on the show, and if you could give some background on yourself and how you learned about this works of Jesus called deliverance, and then share any experiences you're comfortable in.
Well, first I want to say God bless my brother and you for putting me in the path of you, and God works in mysterious ways in our lives and puts people in our paths to bring people in our lives to minister to. And it's been a blessing And when I went through that deliverance, I let a lot of curses go and a lot of demons out of me that I would have never expected was there, because I've been raised in a church. I've been in and out of church all my life since day one. My mom and them have been in church, but I've been exposed to other things out there in the world that I didn't expect was on me. And by going through the deliverance, it helped me a lot in many ways to open my eyes up to the spiritual world. Even though that I knew that I had the spirit in me, and I knew the word, I still had things that come into me because of the places I've been, the people I talked to, and didn't keep the whole armor of God on at the times through my life. So I really thank God for keeping me, and I really believe that God has a higher calling on my life, because when the reason why I say that is because when you're fought hard in your life, and you are fought, there's a reason why you are fought hard in your life, because Satan wants to come in. He doesn't want you to be delivered, because if he sees you have a higher calling on your life and you're delivered, he can block you. And what I have Amen. To say out there to people that has been saved and ministered to, or ministers, I just say that if you're being fought hard at times and things are going wrong, there's a reason why God is looking to seek you. And we cannot allow, Satan cannot come in your life without consent. And God cannot come into your life and save you without your consent. So I believe that we all have a calling on our life. We have something to do before we go. And I thank the Lord for the people being put in my path and the angels that are put around us. But at times we get in the world out there, and we take our mind off of what God is, and we end up opening these doors up. And if we would shut the consent down off Satan and give God the consent to come into our lives, God will open the doors that we need and shut the doors that Satan has opened. And
Amen.
And it's been a hard struggle all my life in areas, but I've come to the conclusion that sometimes I drop my armor off and I don't think about it no more. We have to, when we're out here in the spiritual, once we're saved, we have to keep that whole armor of God on at all times. We have to keep that word, that sword with us at all times to fight these battles, because you have something sitting there constantly waiting on you to drop your guard so they can come in and attack you. And I am really grateful that God has chosen me to do the works that he has in me. And I feel a need in my life that I would like to get into deliverance ministry. I've always wanted to be in the youth ministry, because I know that's where it starts at, is in the youth. And I always felt that I had a calling on being a prayer warrior. I like to pray. But as to back to my testimony there, I have fell short a lot of times, but God has come and picked me up. He has brought me back to him many times. And I appreciate that he loved me that much, that God was willing to come back to me and say, Gerald, I forgive you. Let me help you. Let me break you back out of this. And it's so awesome. It just feels good. It feels awesome. And the thing that has been broken off me, I would have never thought was on me. And I was just blinded by that.
When we went through the ministry, Gerald, did you feel those things coming out, or how do you know they were there?
Well, I knew they were there by the areas I was being attacked in. And, you know, the finances, you know, my marriage, you know, the house, you know, the last year, I can say I've lost everything that I have. And I'm down to nothing. But you know what? I believe my God, with all my faith, he is going to pull me through this, and he's going to bring me back to the top and reimburse me back what Satan stole from me.
Yes.
And I felt them come out of me. I mean, it was just a relief. It was like I felt 10 pounds lighter. And by the way, I did weigh myself, and I was only a pound lighter than I was. But we lost a pound that night. Didn't get the 30 or 40 you were looking for, but hey, we made headway, and I thank God for that.
Amen.
And ever since then, I've been pressing in more, and believing in God, and keeping these off, and keep fighting it, because that's my duty as now, since I have the deliverance, is to keep battling, keep them out. This is holy grounds. They don't deserve to be here.
That's right, but they'll try. We were even on the telephone, you up there in Fairbanks, and I'm down here in Oklahoma City, and it just shows how, just as the centurion asked Jesus to minister to his daughter at distance, and he did, and if Jesus did it, we do it too, John 14:12. We can do it also in his name, and that's what we were doing. A few miles between Oklahoma City and Fairbanks, Alaska, but mileage does not matter. Well, you even had a short leg that came out, didn't you, there?
Yes, sir. My I think it was my right leg was a little shorter than my left, and it grew back into where it was supposed to be. And that healing was awesome.
Yeah.
My healing has been awesome in my back and my hip. So, being healed, God is working mighty ways in my life, and I am just so grateful for it. And I really believe that if anybody's out there tonight listening that needs to be touched, man, this deliverance is the way to go. That is the way to go. And to keep your mind on God. Keep your mind on God. Pray. Fast. Read the Word. Just stay in it. And I really believe that God will bring... God can do anything. Nothing's possible with God. And we can do all things through Him.
Yes, who strengthens us. And where we're weak,
that's right,
we are strong. I have to remind myself of that. You know, who little me do these things. But that's what the Word says. And sure enough, any of us can do it if we'll take the Word literally and go forth. Well, you
That's
even
right.
Received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, didn't you, Cheryl?
Yes, but I was saved back when I was 10 years old, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, yeah, and like I said, I've been in and out of churches. I've been to a lot of revivals, and I just, at times, I give up and went the wrong way, but that was my wrong choice, and... Believe me, I paid for it.
Yeah.
But you know what? I know who my comforter is. I know who my healer is. And I know who can bring me through it. And I know the blood. The blood is wonderful. Pleading the blood, Jesus, is awesome.
Yes. Well, I can tell you're growing. And you have plenty of boldness to go forth using your God-given gifts, Gerald.
Yes, sir. I refuse to let Satan take it from me. Satan cannot have this. Satan is a liar. He steals, kills, and destroys, and he's not doing that. I refuse. I'm standing bold on the Word and believing God's going to keep me up. I got the faith in my God, and I really believe that anybody else out there that has the faith, that has a little bit of faith, if you believe before, man, it's a grain of mustard seed. It's a lot of faith. Even though that seed's a little, it grows big. As long as you feed it.
Amen. Well, with that base that you have under you now, and your God-given gifts, you will see them used, and you'll find you have a joy in doing it, and you do it well. And also, you're going to start enjoying life abundant, Gerald. The enemy's stolen plenty from you. And now it's sevenfold plus return is what you can expect. And so hold on to your hat, brother.
Ooh, I'm ready. It's awesome. It's the most awesome thing in the world. You couldn't ask for nothing better. I mean, it's just, God is just, I can't even say it in words. He is just so beautiful. He's awesome. He's amazing. I don't even have enough time in a day to even thank him for how good he is. But I thank God that he looks into me and see the true Gerald. I'm glad he looks in the heavens and see the book of Gerald Edward Holt there in heaven, and he opens it up and reads it and brings me forth.
Mm-hmm. Well, Gerald, as we wind up here, you have any other words for the listeners here?
I just like to say, you know, I mean, if you have a way, you have the word, if you are being attacked, if things are not going right, take and look forth to the Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus is most powerful. Well, the name of Jesus is powerful. The blood is powerful. I am is powerful. There is powerful words there that we, that he give us to do. And we have power over all things. All things. So we can do what we want if we choose to. And I'm just saying out to you listeners, if you have something going, I just say, please throw it down at Jesus' feet and ask Jesus for help.
Amen.
And may God bless all of you.
And go forth ministering to the people there in Alaska.
That's right. Amen. I ask God every day to put somebody in my path that day when I walk out the door that I can minister to or pray for. It's just awesome. It supercharges me.
Woohoo! Amen. I can tell.
I just like it. It makes me happy. Woohoo!
Amen. Amen.
Glory. Glory. Glory be.
Well,
yep. Glory goes all to the kingdom. It's nothing of me. It's God using me as a vessel and a messenger to speak to somebody else. So my glory, it's not my glory. It's God's glory for his kingdom.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, God bless you, brother. Thanks for calling in. Be talking to you later.
And I enjoyed it.
Gerald.
And y'all have a blessed night.
You too.
Thank you.
Yes.
Well, thank you, Jesus, for two good, two fantastic testimonies of people that were set free from the things that were tormenting them. And
you know, Ralph, you could tell they were pumped. You could tell they were pumped.
You could. And
that's that bonus of the Holy Ghost.
If you don't mind, Pastor, I want to, if you'd come with an agreement, let's just pray a blessing and even more anointing upon these two gentlemen, since that they need it. Father, we do thank you for the testimonies of Jeff and Gerald, because they brought it. We thank you mainly, Father, because you set them free. But here we are, the wonderful technology that you've given us, that two men, the vast distances they are, able to come together through phone calls going through Wyoming, that to join us, with me being in Missouri and Pastor being in Oklahoma, and we were all able to go out so that could go out across this world. So we do give thanks to you, Father. But Father, we just pray that an anointing be upon these two men, and they go forth in their areas of the country and give them the boldness that they need, Holy Spirit, as they reach and talk to people. We forbid the enemy to operate against them. We ask for a special protection upon them. We call in angels and assignment to surround them, protect them from any attacks that would come, any fiery darts or any weapons of the enemy. And Lord, we forbid that from happening, and we ask those angels to be on assignment to surround and protect and guard them, their loved ones, their homes, businesses, the places they work, everything that's in and around them. Lord, that you would also send a special anointing upon them and to be ready in season and out of season, as they go out and witness to people. And I just thank you, Lord, for these brothers in Christ who have heard the call and have worked in the way that they've been working. In Jesus' name.
Amen. And we declare Luke 12:12. Additionally,
yes,
that the Holy Spirit will give them what to say as they go forth in their ministries. In Jesus' name.
Thank
Jesus
you,
Lord.
Name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. And that is a powerful scripture to remember, folks, out there, is Luke 12:12. And the context of it is where the words of Jesus is talking about there will be times that you may be dragged in front of people. There will be times that you're going to have to speak. And the great thing is these aren't just the words of God. These are the words of Jesus, who is God, incarnate in the flesh, walking this earth, to accomplish everything for us in our freedom. And he said the words of Jesus. If Jesus said it, you can bank on it. If it's in those red letter words, I mean, we're talking the sinless sacrifice of God said it. He said, "When do not worry for you what you are to say, for the Holy Spirit will teach in that very hour what you ought to say." And that's Luke 12:12. So if there comes a time out there that you know you're going to be witnessing to someone, or maybe you've got an opportunity that you're going to get to speak to a group of people, you know, spread the gospel. Just declare that. Just declare. I declare Luke 12:12 for myself, because that's a promise. That's a promise from the one who cannot lie. And when that promise comes, I mean, you can just, there's so many things that they say you can bank on, but when it comes down to the Word of God, that is something you can bank on, because it is given to us by the Holy Spirit from the one who cannot lie. And I thank you for pointing that out to me about a year ago, Pastor. It's just funny. I've probably read that 100 times and never caught it until it was pointed out to me. And that's why I love the Bible. It is the living Word of God. If you read it and don't get something new out of it every time, you're a rare individual, because the pages just jump out of me every time I read it. It's like, wow.
I use that passage constantly. I prayed it before Monday night there, and I prayed it before the radio show tonight. So, you know, we want the Holy Spirit. Who are we to do this? But if we yield for the Holy Spirit to speak through us, praise God that the yoke is light. Hallelujah.
It is. It is. And the Holy Spirit will take our imperfections and perfect them. And that's the great thing about it, is we were left with the helper. That's what he's referred to as the helper. And that helper will help. So all you got to do is say, help. I mean, how many of us had children growing up when I had a little child? One of our children say to us, help, Papa, help, that you would not help.
I mean, well, that's right.
We're created in his image. So when we call out and say, help, he's going to help.
He loves his kids.
Yes, he does.
He's our spiritual daddy.
Yep. And those are just some fantastic testimonies tonight. Again, if you're wanting some more information about deliverance, you can go to deliveranceusa.com. There's even you can email us at info@deliveranceusa if there's some personal questions you have, or get a hold of Richard at the ranch out there if there's any questions, and he can send the information our way as well too. You can get the book on Doing the Supernatural Works of Jesus. It was written by Pastor Cox with nearly 40 years worth of experience laid down there. So I've always say, work smarter, not harder. I'm going to go and read a book that Pastor's already figured out all the mistakes for us. Figured out the easier way to do it. So that's what I've been my whole life. If I could find an easier way to do it, I'm going to try to do it. So that's Doing the Supernatural Works of Jesus and DeliveranceUSA.com. So are we about out of time, Richard? I know we're getting close.
Yeah,
sorry about that. Just had to get the button pushed.
Yeah, that's all right.
Yeah,
that's
we actually are just out of time. Great, great testimonies. Wow, both
okay.
of them tonight.
All right. Well, thank you, gentlemen, and I'll see you next week.
God bless you all.
God bless you guys.
Sometimes the world seems like a home. This place, a perfect picture of a hopeless case. 'Cause somehow, every now and then, the whole world just comes crashing in, till it seems like a has died. But hope is alive, hope lives on, hope's not dead and hope's not gone. Just like a heart that beats in the night, there's still a beacon shining bright. When we are awake, hope makes us strong. September morn.
the towers fell and all our hearts were torn. Like the story of the man from Galilee, they were as innocent as could be when the darkness came to take our